There's a fascinating shift that's taking place as photography moves from the analog age to the digital age, and it can be seen in this image here. Digital images don't render smooth tones the same way film did. Film tends to introduce grain into an image, and because this was shot on film, we can actually see the effect of that if we look at the sky. I suppose, probably, because there's so much gray sky in this image, the grain structure of the film is more visible than it would be if the subject was filled with lots and lots of little details. We tend not to see the grain in those images, but the smooth sky here makes the grain sort of pop out. As compared to digital photography, where such skies would be very smooth indeed. There might be the possibility of some digital noise, but digital noise is different than film grain. And the aesthetic of film grain can be either wonderful if you like it, or bothersome if you don't. For those of us who are large format photographers, film grain is one of the things that we often strove to eliminate from our photographs. We tried to use fine grain films, low ISO or low ASA films back in those days, that had very, very smooth tones. Digital photography almost takes care of that automatically. With proper exposure and the latest digital cameras, the idea of having this granularity or sort of an orange peel effect in the sky is completely eliminated. And this is one of the visual clues that can be used now to determine when a photograph was made. Do we see film artifacts? Do we see digital artifacts? It's a very precise line of demarcation for those of us who are photographers and have learned to recognize these visual characteristics. This image screams film. It works. It's a beautiful image. It would have worked also had it been made with a digital camera yesterday. But it would look different if it were made with a digital camera. And one of the things that we photographers need to be aware of is how that aesthetic is affecting how people interpret what it is that we're showing them. I think it would be stretching the point too far to say that this image would be improved had it been made with a digital camera and had perfectly smooth skies with no modeling from the film grain visible at all. It wouldn't be better, but it would be different. It wouldn't be film. And I think an argument could be made with this image that the loss of that texture, that little bit of grittiness, might actually diminish the image because it would be too smooth, too almost plasticky, and here it feels bitterly cold and gritty. I like the way that works in this image.